HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Palm Beach, a novel by Mary Adkins. Performed by Stacey Glomboski. Chapter 1. The most international thing about Palm Beach International Airport were the Italian loafers of the tanned men in baby blue shorts and white polos who hurried off the plane from first class, while Rebecca and Mickey passed Bash, wailing back and forth between them in economy. "I tried that," Rebecca said as Mickey scrambled to pull up Sesame Street on his phone. She offered the woman standing in the aisle next to her husband an "I'm sorry" smile. Bash, short for Sebastian, hadn't cried for the entirety of the 3-hour flight from LaGuardia, but he had for most of it. "Honey," the gray-haired woman said, "we're back in the sunshine now. Here, nothing matters." It was only Rebecca's second time in Palm Beach. The first, 2 months earlier, had been to find an apartment to rent. Over 72 packed hours, she and Mickey had been shown every high-story condo in the downtown area, her two requirements being it had to be within walking distance of a coffee shop where she could write, and it had to have a view of the water. If she was going to be lucky enough to live by the ocean, she might as well be able to see it before she brushed her teeth. "Do you live here?" Rebecca asked the woman, assuming that retirement had brought their fellow passenger to Florida's southern coast, as it had for so many. "Going on 3 years," she said. "What about you all? Family vacation?" "We're moving here," Rebecca said, absently rubbing Bash's back as he continued to scream. "You'll love it. Everyone loves it. What's your husband do?" the woman asked, glancing at Mickey, who had found a way to distract Bash with his sunglasses. Their 8-month-old's wails stopped as he pried apart the earpieces with his tiny fingers. "Ray-Bans, Mickey's birthday present from her. $120, Rebecca thought with an inward sigh. She started to reach for them, but the line to deboard finally loosened and began to inch forward, and Mickey nudged her before she could answer the woman. She checked the seats to make sure they weren't leaving anything behind. No bottle nipples, no singing toys, no balled-up diapers, and slung her carry-on over her shoulder, feeling the woman still waiting for an answer. "Oh, Rebecca said as she yanked the travel stroller, world's smallest, Guinness record, down from the overhead bin. "He's a caterer."
"A caterer?" Mickey said.
They stood in the Hertz line, saddled with bags, a striped one, a nearly identical polka-dotted one, a diaper bag covered in teal elephants. They'd hauled all of it, along with their 3 70-pound suitcases, strollers, 2, car seat, and pack-and-play portable crib onto the shuttle bus that they'd taken to the rental car building, where several people with far less baggage had beaten them to the desk. On the to-do list, buy a car. They'd never owned one, or needed to. Rebecca had lived in New York for 11 years, Mickey for 15.
"Fine, a butler," she said. "I don't know, what are you?"
"A house manager," Mickey said.
Rebecca laughed, and he grinned. It was a winning quality of Mickey's, that he didn't take himself too seriously, or all that seriously, period. For an actor, that had been surprising to her. In those early days, she'd been struck by how mild-mannered and accommodating he was, content to relinquish attention to others. How on earth was he a musical theater actor? Actors, she'd believed, were all a bit narcissistic, or at least self-involved by nature. Not Mickey. He didn't perform modesty, he was genuinely humble. It had taken a month before he'd dropped that he'd been a lead on Broadway, and been nominated for a Tony for it. "Wait, you have a Tony nomination?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?